Hi, and welcome back to another Wattpad podcast. Today, I'm really excited about the author we have online with us today. Her name is Shelby, and she is the author of All the Wrong Reasons, which you've probably read because over a million of you had, and Their Pride, which is actually up for the Wattie Awards this year. And this has been read almost a million times, so she's doing very, very well. So thank you so much for joining us, Shelby.
It's really no problem.
where are you calling us from today?
Mississippi.
Oh, you're from the States. Oh, great. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can do a Wattpad meetup one day in your state. It would be awesome to meet you in person, too.
I know, that would be really cool. I keep watching y'all put it on different places, and I'm like, oh, that's too far away.
Yeah, I guess San Francisco is a little far from Mississippi. That's true. So the first question I wanted to ask, because I was really curious when I started looking at your profile, is where did you get your profile picture from? It kind of looks like Mario from Super Mario in a frog costume, but is it, or what is it?
Yeah, it's Mario in a frog costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did you pick that one?
Well, I love the game, but I was going to pick Yoshi because he's my favorite. One of the authors that I read on there has Yoshi, so I had to choose Mario.
Oh,
but then, yeah, it's Mario's like a symbol for me because when my parents first got together, they were practically poor. They didn't have a lot. And my dad always talks about the one thing that they actually did use their money to, like, splurge on was Mario.
Oh, that's so funny. So you still play Super Mario?
Yeah, all the time with my little brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's lucky. That's nice. I never would have done that for my sister. So you are definitely one of the most prolific writers we've ever seen on Wattpad. You've got 16 works currently uploaded, and 8 of them are already completed. So how do you have time for all this? Are you in high school, or what are you doing?
No, I'm in college.
Oh, great. Congratulations. What are you studying?
Forensic science.
Okay, so how do you fit writing all the time on Wattpad and studying for a degree at the same time?
Well, a lot of them were from high school to college, I took a year off.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of them were happening during then, but now I just write at night when I get home.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a break from university?
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of breaks.
Yeah. So one of your most popular stories is called Their Pride, which, for people who haven't read it, is about a girl who can shapeshift into a black leopard. So turning into animals, is a really popular theme in fiction, like the series Animorphs and sort of even Beauty and the Beast, which is a really old one. But what inspired you to write this story?
The other shifters on the other shifter stories on Wattpad. There's a lot of werewolf ones, and I've read some of them, and then I was like, well, why don't they have any cats?
Yeah.
So I wrote one about the leopard.
Okay, yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Have you read any off of Wattpad before as well?
Have I read what?
And had you read any series or books off of Wattpad about shifters that you really liked?
Oh, yeah, I read a lot of them.
Yeah. So Their Pride is actually still a work in progress, but we noticed that you've already started the sequel, which is called His Prowl. So do you already have an ending planned for Their Pride, or should we expect a surprise, or did you just have a great idea and had to start writing the sequel?
No, I don't have any plan for either one of them.
Oh, no.
I just write, but I ended Their Pride and I was like, okay, that's the end. And then a couple days later, I was like, what did I just do? That's not the end. So I started writing on the game.
Oh, so you had to go back and change it a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't like how I ended it.
Did you keep that ending on there? Or did you take it off?
It's still on there. I just kind of was like, okay, then this happens next.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm excited. I hope the new ending is exciting. That's so you'd have no idea how it's going to happen.
Mm-mm.
No.
Come on.
Or are you just saying that because you don't want to ruin the surprise?
No, I don't. I honestly have no idea. You look at my computer, and I have as much as I have posted up what I have on my computer.
Okay, so do you write on the computer first, and then you upload it onto Wattpad? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word changes it and fixes it for me.
Right. Spell check. Very helpful.
Yeah, because I'm a horrible speller.
Me too. So another one of your stories is called All the Wrong Reasons, which has over 1.5 million reads. And you've already written a spinoff called Past Loves, or you're currently writing it, which is based on Pierce, the secondary character in the original novel. So can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to focus on this character? Was it requested by your fans, or?
No, plan on doing one for all the side characters like Will and Ramsey and stuff. I just chose him first because it was the next step. Does that make sense? Like, I introduced his love interest in the first story, so it just went together in the second.
Okay, that makes sense. So your fans didn't, he wasn't like a favorite character of theirs?
Oh, they were. A lot of them were like, you're going to write a story, right? And I, yeah.
So are any of your characters based on real people?
None of them, unless I do it subconsciously.
Okay.
So, I mean, one day my parents might be reading and be like, this sounds a lot like Joe. And I'm like, no, it's not. I might do that, but not on purpose.
So when do you do most of your writing? Late at night? Do you listen to music and stuff when you're trying to write?
No, it has to be completely quiet. I cannot get anything done.
Oh, really?
That's why I do it at night, too.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Especially if you've got a little brother, I bet.
Yeah, I have a lot of family that are always at my house.
Oh, okay. You've got a big family?
Yeah. Yeah, a big family.
So you said you're studying sciences in school, but do you have any plan to publish your Wattpad stories or become a full-time writer one day?
No, I don't have any plans for any of that.
No?
No. I've always been a chemistry and science person, and this writing thing was completely new for me.
Oh, yeah? So you mentioned that your younger brother is also on Wattpad. So did he discover it first and tell you about it, or...?
No, I found it when I was looking for free books to read.
So had you ever thought of writing before you found Wattpad, or had you ever written anything before?
Nuh-uh. I just kind of, like, got caught into the Wattpad bug and was like, okay, I'll write something.
So a lot of the stories that you write are fantasy and historical fiction. So are those the same kinds of genres that you like to read?
Yeah, I read a lot of historical fiction, fantasy books.
Can you tell us some, or what are you reading right now, or what are some of the last ones you've read?
Well, I'm reading The Game of Thrones right now. Well, I'm trying to read it. My sister stole it from me, and I started reading that.
Yeah, that the other girl who works in marketing with me, Pam, she loves Game of Thrones. I haven't started it yet, but do you like it?
Yeah, so far, what I read of it was really good. I only got to the beginning, but it's really, really good.
Did you watch the show?
No, that's why I started... My friend saw the show and was like, you have to watch the show, and I can't watch without reading. So I was like, okay, I'll read the book first.
Okay, so you always want to read the story first before you watch the show. Okay, that makes sense. I'm the same way, actually. So it says on, you've told us that you like a lot of different kinds of television shows, Bones, True Blood, How I Met Your Mother, Psych. Have you ever tried writing fan fiction, or does that whole idea of needing to read it first and then watch it sort of mess that up?
Yeah, I can't do the I wouldn't be able to write fan fiction.
No.
I'd wind up changing their personalities and making them completely random people. I'm just not good at stuff like that.
And I feel like that would anger other fans because they like...
Yeah, them. It would. I'm like, wait, why does Dean sound like a girl? I'm like, what? Sorry.
So on your Wattpad profile, you also say that you're extremely forgetful. So what does that mean? Has that ever gotten you into trouble, or what's the craziest thing you've ever forgotten?
See, it doesn't necessarily get me in trouble. It just embarrasses me so bad. Like, let's see, in the eighth grade, after I took my algebra state test, you know, as soon as you finished, you got up and went to whatever class you were supposed to go to. And I walk into, you know, my English class, I sit down, and my English teacher, like, staring at me and giving me this weird look. But I don't really, like, pay attention to it because I get weird looks a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'm sitting there, I look around, I don't recognize anybody. He's like, Shelby, what are you doing? I'm like, going to class. And he's like, well, you know, do you have a problem with your eighth grade English teacher? I was
no.
Why? He's like, well, why aren't you in your eighth grade class, Shelby? This is my seventh grade class. I was like, oh, God. I went back to my seventh grade English teacher and was trying to be in class with him.
That's really funny. Well, that's just embarrassing. That's not really getting into trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any tricks for trying to remember things? Do you, like, tie string around your fingers or anything?
Oh, I buy it all over my hand. I have sticky notes on, like, everything.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, my parents buy me sticky notes for Christmas. It's pretty sad.
Oh, really? I also I keep a really diligent calendar, so I try not to forget that way.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any upcoming projects that you have that you want to share with the listeners of the podcast? Any stories that you're thinking about writing or anything like that?
I know I'm going to do some more spin-off type stories for the other characters and all the wrong reasons, and then in their pride, Zeke, I'll have to give him the story, even though I don't want to. He's my favorite character. I don't want him to be with some random girl. But this is the only ones I have right now.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure your readers will feel the same way. So do you feel really attached to some of your characters? Like, you want to make sure that they have a good life, even though you know they're fictional?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That's cool. So tell us a little bit about your fans. Have you ever gotten any really interesting comments or questions, or do they help you direct the story if you've got writer's block or anything like that?
They don't help me, like, go into a direction with my story, but some of them give me some great ideas. So they're like, I bet you blah, blah, blah.
Pardon? Oh, sorry, you buzzed out there. What was that last part? Oh, you're gone. Bye. Oh, hold on. Okay, so Shelby's back. Sorry about that, everyone. Can you tell us a little bit about how your fans help you with writer's block, or do they give you ideas for stories, or have they ever suggested anything that you've used in a story? Go.
Okay, so I get a lot of feedback from my fans, and I love that, but they do help me a lot with the editing. Like, when I mess up, they're like, hey, Shelby, you did this, and it should have been that. But they don't really try to steer my work in any kind of way.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they give me good ideas. Like, they'll say something. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
And do they help with your book covers, or do you do those?
Oh, no, they do all that.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah.
So the one thing I also wanted to ask is, this Wattpad Wednesday, we're getting ready for Halloween. And so I wanted to know, is there a fictional character on Wattpad that you would dress up? It can be from your own story if you want to.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and a lot of characters just wear normal clothes on the story. So
that's
I was
true.
Thinking about The Last Dance. The Celia, how do you say her name?
Yeah,
I think it's
Celia.
Like something like that. Yeah. I was thinking about her. You know, she didn't wear the dresses, which is, I don't wear dresses. And I was like, hey, I could be her.
Oh, because your friends would be really surprised to see you in a dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess especially a floor-length one. It's very formal. Okay, well, thank you so much for answering our questions. Sorry about the Skype difficulties that we had there for a little bit, but I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us and participate in our podcast. And for everyone listening, we will be putting links to her stories below, so you can make sure to check them out if you're not a fan already. So thanks so much, Shelby.
You're welcome.
Bye.